Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Today we have a special feature from the January-February 2018 issue of Share International magazine titled Reincarnation Revisited. The first segment is titled God and the Afterlife, and the second is called The Laws and Rules of Life.
The article here has a subtitle, God and the Afterlife, and it begins, Dr. Jeffrey Long is a practicing physician and radiation oncologist in the US. He is founder of the Near Death Experience Research Foundation, a free public service which over 15 years has gathered and archived the near-death stories of more than 4,000 people throughout the world. People participate in the foundation's research by completing a detailed online survey pertaining to their experience. Dr. Long published the findings of his initial research in his 2011 book titled Evidence of the Afterlife, The Science of Near-Death Experiences, which was a New York Times bestseller. The results of Dr. Long's most recent research are contained in his book titled God and the Afterlife, The Groundbreaking New Evidence for God and Near-Death Experience. And the first question from a Share International correspondence in the article is, how did you get interested in near-death experiences? And Jeffrey Long's answer was, decades ago, I was in residency training for my medical specialty, radiation oncology. I was going through one of the most prestigious medical journals titled the Journal of the American Medical Association when I found a cancer-related article with a title that included near-death experience, short form NDE. Everything in my medical training suggested that you're dead or you're not dead. So what was this near-death experience? I read the article and was fascinated. There were people all around the world having these strikingly similar experiences, whatever the circumstances of their death. I remember thinking, my gosh, why aren't people researching these experiences? I was hooked and started reading more about them. I set up my research website, which ultimately led to the books.
And now we continue with Share International asking, as a physician, were you initially skeptical about the validity of those experiences? And Dr. Long replied, absolutely. As a doctor, I've been with people when they've died and tried to resuscitate them. It seemed inconceivable to me that people who were unconscious, near death, in a coma, were having these highly lucid, recognized, very consistent experiences. I set up a website as much for myself as any other reason for getting information from those who actually had an NDE. And the next question, prior to beginning your research, did you believe in an afterlife? And Dr. Long replied, maybe tangentially. It was more wishful thinking. My belief in an afterlife was not based on evidence. That's all changed now with the evidence that I have. It's withstood the test of time for many years and after many debates. We now have strong evidence from NDEs that there is indeed an afterlife. It's a reality for all of us. Okay, and the next question is, you've written about 12 common elements of near-death experiences. What are those? And he replied, no two NDEs are the same, and I've studied over 4,000. Yet if you study many NDEs, you find a similar pattern that is consistently observed, and they tend to occur in a consistent order during an NDE. There's a life-threatening event, an unconsciousness and often clinical death with no heartbeat. At that time, consciousness may separate from the body. A person's consciousness goes above their physical body. From that vantage point, they can see beyond all earthly events, which may even include the frantic effort of resuscitation by others. Then they pass into or through a tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, there's a brilliant view of mystical light that's often encountered. They find they're in an unearthly realm with beautiful landscapes. They may encounter deceased loved ones that they knew on Earth, and there's a great deal of communication. They may see all or a portion of their prior life, called a life review. They're having overwhelmingly positive emotions. The two most common words used to describe an NDE are love and peace. That's what they feel intensely. Often, at the end of the experience, is a so-called boundary, a stream, a creek, or a chasm of some kind that they can't cross. They make a decision at that time, often with others, about whether they're going to stay in that beautiful, unearthly realm or return and continue their earthly life.
The next question, what led you to publish your second book about NDEs titled God and the Afterlife? And the answer, during the research, I was very impressed with how often people had experienced or became aware of God. That's their word, God. The accounts were remarkable. I felt it would be appropriate to ask survey questions about it. In the most recent survey on our website, we asked, during your experience, did you encounter any specific information or awareness that God or a supreme being either does exist or does not exist? 45.5% answered yes. Only 14.8% said they were uncertain. And about 40% said no. There was a comment box for responses following that. It was obvious that everybody answering yes meant yes. We also asked about people's belief in God prior to their near-death experience and afterwards. A whopping percentage came back and said, wow, I get it. I absolutely believe that God exists. There was no doubt, not based on faith, but on personal experience. That's one of the more striking changes in people's beliefs.
When you were setting up your research, were you trying to verify beliefs of any particular religion? And he replied, no, in fact, I was very specifically just looking for the facts as a researcher and doctor. I was going to let the findings of the study lead me wherever they could lead me. We have over 4,000 NDEs posted. If I got it wrong in my conclusion about NDEs, there would be a lot of people who would read the same material and point out the error of my research. I've heard nobody do that. It's important to note with regard to religion, when God is encountered in NDEs, it essentially never validates any religious belief on earth. God embraces whatever we want to think about God. The number one message by far that people brought back from the near-death experience, those who encountered God, is that God loves us completely and wholly for who we are, regardless of our belief or lack of belief in religion, our gender, social status, or anything else. That perhaps is the most powerful message God seems to have for us in the near-death experience.
And how did people describe God? The number one thing you have to remember is that God is not physical. When you're in a near-death experience, it's not an independent earthly physical realm. It's a non-physical realm. Many rules that we've known in our earthly life don't apply. For example, virtually all say that time as we know it on Earth doesn't exist there or is radically altered. God's appearance can be variable. In an NDE, God can choose any appearance that God wants. Most commonly, God is described as light, often alight with profound and loving presence. It could appear more humanoid in some ways, or may simply be felt or sensed as a presence. The experiencers know for sure it's God. There's a visual or auditory cue of what they know to be God.
And what qualities does God have in terms of compassion or love? Well, the number one way they described God was as all-loving and also omnipotent. Omnipotence means unlimited power. People became aware of God and often described God as having an enormous ability to create, to make things happen. God had power, but not a power that's to be feared. It was a power to respect. Another concept of God was omniscience, which is a fancy way of saying infinite knowledge. Near-death experiencers were aware that God was overwhelmingly knowledgeable. In fact, those who do or do not encounter God are aware during the NDEs of what's called universal knowledge. This means knowing everything, all about the universe and how it all fits together. But they couldn't retain any of that knowledge when they returned to their body. One person said it was like trying to put an ocean of knowledge into the teacup that's the earthly brain. Another thing they described was omnipresence. God is present everywhere. That seemed to be a common awareness. There seems to be a mystical, very real connection between everyone, all of us in the world, everything, and God. The word unity was used, which is surprising. Certainly, we're not typically aware of that during our earthly life. But people very commonly describe that awareness. That's not classic in Western religious teachings, but that awareness of unity was the second most common thing that people strongly felt in their NDE.
Did it give them a sense of unity with other people when they came back? Absolutely. It's an awareness, not even awareness really, but a knowing that that is part of reality. In our earthly life, you have much more a sense of disconnection and disunity with everything. You can understand how near-death experiences would lose that strong sense of unity shortly after their experience is over. In regards to the life review, people often expressed feelings of regret or shame as they reviewed what happened in their lives. Was there any sense of judgment from God? And how does forgiveness tie into that experience? And the answer, forgiveness is almost a non-world in the NDE. The reason for that is simple. There's virtually never a sense of external judgment when they're having a life review. All of us have done things we're not proud of. Everybody, when they see their prior life, will see times when they were unloving or hurt other people, either intentionally or unintentionally. If there is any judgment to be made or opinion about prior life actions, it's only from the person who had the NDE looking at their own life. And whether it's God or other beings around them, they essentially never have a sense of external judgment. Without that judgment, there's not a concept of forgiveness.
In the most recent version of my survey, another question that I asked was, did you get any information during your near-death experience about Earth's meaning and purpose? The fascinating finding is that a high percentage of people said yes. They actually encountered such information. We had a comment box after the question where they could share about that. One of the most common responses about what we're doing here and what's important for our earthly purpose is love. It's love of ourselves, love of other people, and love of the earth. Lessons about love, learning about love, and growing in love seems to be one of the strongest purposes. Almost never did people get information about a specific vocation, become a teacher or a doctor. Others go on to say that a meaning and purpose of our life is to learn. We need to grow. We need to understand. The overriding message when people encounter such information is that here on earth, where there's nihilism, depression, anxieties, frustrations, and difficulties, it's reassuring to know that our earthly life is extremely meaningful and important. There's a real meaning to earthly life every step of the way, even if it's difficult.
And the next question, I would think that message could be very important for those who may be contemplating suicide. And his answer was, It is. We have a number of people who had NDEs as a consequence of a suicide attempt. And interestingly, they almost never attempt suicide again. During their near-death experience, it's common for them to understand that their suicide attempt was a huge mistake. People who attempt suicide and don't have NDEs are strongly predisposed to attempt suicide again, but not if they have an NDE. They learn that important lesson about their earthly life. That is probably the single most important factor that keeps virtually all of them from attempting suicide again. Did you find any evidence of reincarnation? Interestingly, I have just started doing research on that, in addition to a life review where they see a portion or all of their prior earthly life. A number of near-death experiences described having an awareness of a life before their earthly life, and sometimes many, many lives. They were vividly described. You and I wouldn't believe it if we heard 10 people say, "I was Cleopatra in a former life." That's not what people described. They described very mundane, down-to-earth prior lives that could be decades or centuries ago.
And another next question is, and for people of various religious backgrounds, were their near-death experiences different or similar? And Dr. Long replied, they were strikingly similar in their descriptions of God. I couldn't find any difference in how God was described or how God was experienced, regardless of religious background. Prior religious belief doesn't significantly influence the NDE. It's amazing when you think about it. You could be a Hindu in India, a Muslim in Egypt, or a Christian in the United States. If you have an NDE, the experiences are going to be similar. One difference was with atheists. A small population of people described themselves as atheists at the time they had their experience. From an atheist point of view, God cannot exist. No way. Yet these atheists encountered God. All but one of the atheists ceased being atheist after their near-death experience. Next question, has your research influenced your attitude about death? And he replied, it has changed me enormously. I'm a much more compassionate physician. I treat people who are fighting life-threatening illnesses. Cancer is a scary word for everybody. Many people don't make it and ultimately succumb to the illness. I've been able to work with patients and their families who are facing this devastating illness with more courage, more positivity, knowing that those people who die in earthly deaths are ultimately going to be in a wonderful afterlife.
And the last question in this article is, what do you hope people will get from your books? Dr. Long's reply, here is a profound message of hope, a profound message of the importance of God's love for all of us. It really changes humankind's thoughts about relationship to have that connection. We call it unity. Here we have literally hundreds of NDEs all saying that we're in this world together and we're all, in a very important way, connected. As that awareness grows, I hope that it will lead to a change in the world, to a more peaceful, loving, cooperative world. Goodness knows we need that now more than ever. That was from the website nderf.org.
And now just for a short excerpt from The Laws and Rules of Life by the Master through Benjamin Krem. Since time immemorial, men have known of and expected the coming of a great teacher, an outstanding man of wisdom and revealed truth. Cyclically, age after age, have these great ones come forth. Today is no exception to this cosmic law. As the new era dawns, men stand expectant as never before for a sight of the great teacher who, though they know it not, is already in men's midst. Throughout the planet, old and young, poor and rich, make ready for his announcement, his declaration of mission and purpose, his tryst with mankind. As the old century and era wind to their close, men's minds are quickening to the new energies, which will fashion the forms of the new civilization and impose their qualities on the consciousness of men. These qualities will bring about tolerance and goodwill.
Thank you very much for listening in today. If you'd like further information, you're welcome to visit the website share-international.org or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Love and blessings to you all.